Welcome to Improv Vision,
a podcast where we combine our love for TV with our love of improv.
We're your hosts, Rich
and Carrie.
And now, back to our regularly scheduled program. Alrighty, welcome back to the Improv Vision podcast.
Hi, Rich. That was very nice and
thank
mellow.
You.
And
this is my radio DJ voice.
There you go.
Calm and calm. Confident. And
not at all like your real self.
Not at all like my regular self, which my goal today, like my goal every week, is to avoid the ums and the ands and the
Oh, very so good.
We'll see how that goes. So
you're being conscious about that?
We'll play a drinking game. Please drink at any point that I say any of those things that
now.
I will not say. Carrie's drinking now because of the aforementioned words that I spoke
previously.
Do you have any preference about which
place
we start? Let's start.
Survivor seems to be our...
Survivor is exciting. So, let's talk to Survivor. I have to say it that way every time.
I know.
It's the rule. Jeff Probst calls me every week. And,
I know.
Hey, I actually listened to On Fire for this week because I always end up forgetting about it.
I just listened to it on the way to my...
Something about the shows are on Wednesday and I never watch them live.
Right.
Somewhere Thursday or Friday I usually watch them, and then the weekend happens and then suddenly it's Monday. This is today's Monday when we record.
Exactly.
And I've always thought, oh my God, I forgot to listen to Jeff Probst.
Uh-huh.
But I remember I paid attention last time. I guess it comes out right after the episode.
Immediately, yeah.
Yeah. And so, which means I would bet you money that they get previews of the show. They see it before so that they're able to get together and talk about it before. Because I can't imagine they're watching it on Wednesday night and then they record. If it comes out right after the show, they must watch it early.
They're pretty diligent, I'll tell you. And spoiler alert me. I freaking love it when I can listen to it first and then watch the show.
Oh God, that would put me over the edge.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Because then I know exactly what I'm looking for.
I get mad, as you
I
know.
I didn't this week,
spoilers.
But yeah.
I knew that Hunter was going to be... And it happens every...
My big concern this week was that whole issue.
Yeah, so. This is why I really... Especially with Survivor, because it seems to happen with Survivor... More than I go read Google News, and it's probably because I clicked on some Survivor thing at one point, so it'll bring me news
knows
about
you
that.
Like it.
Yeah, so I was going through. If I don't watch Survivor Wednesday night, I will very often just see it, even if I because they'll just show you a picture of the person and you know. Drives me nuts. So I had known already that Hunter was...
Oh, well, we'll get to it. Let's start at the very beginning. A very good place to start.
Yeah, Survivor Season 46, Episode Number 8. This is right after Tevin was voted out in a very interesting tribal council.
Q's big debacle.
Right. I will say that no matter what... I did it. Drink.
Okay.
That Q is a very... A lot of the show focuses on Q.
He's a showman.
Yeah.
He wants the camera on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's not going to miss his camera time.
Everybody is mad at Q, especially Kenzie and Tiff. Tiff because he revealed the idol.
Exactly. What business is it of yours?
You got to wonder. I think Q has too many irons in the fire, and he's trying to keep too many...
I think
things
Q
going.
Has a very big ego.
Well, yeah, there
that
is that too.
He's very, very important.
Oh, God. And when we get to, sorry, just jumping right, Vinny and Amber from Amazing Race.
Oh,
fucking Vinny, Jesus.
Oh, yeah,
Vinny.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. Speaking of big egos.
Yeah. So Q kind of like commands the attention.
Yeah. And I think that was the outburst in Tribal was because he didn't have the attention.
Right.
He didn't have the vote.
And
he
didn't
the one.
Do good in the challenge.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, it does surprise me because he
doesn't do very well in any challenge, to be honest.
You know, I guess there's all kinds, but he professed to be an athlete, but has not done well in anything really.
Mm-hmm.
He does okay, but he's really a middle of the packer with the challenge and all that.
Why was Liz working so hard to get Tevin out? What was her beef with him? Because she was very strong about she wanted Tevin out.
I don't know what her beef was, but I know that she was very upset because she wanted it to be people to know it was her thing. And then the whole thing with Q, this is why she got so mad.
Stole
she
her thunder.
He stole her thunder. That was what her issue was.
What started the Liz and Tevin thing? Why is she
very
adamant from the beginning? I want Tevin out. I want Tevin out. I don't know why.
I think it was she wanted a big move. And that to her is a big move. And I don't know if there's anything particular that she necessarily.
It's not a big move if everybody doesn't know that there's a big move there.
But she was the one pushing for that and talking to people and doing all that sort of thing. Yeah. But yeah, she was crying about Q overshadowing her with his.
Q has got to go. Although he makes great TV.
It does. I mean, sometimes it is always interesting on these shows when it gets to the end of the season and all the big characters have now gone.
Right.
You get to the ending of the show and it's sometimes not that exciting because
the
lost
Marias
all those...
and the Charlies of the world are just sitting there quietly.
Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Rich.
That was a interesting tribal.
I know, really.
Yeah.
All I could think about was, I wonder if my underwear's going to dry overnight.
Did it?
I don't think so. I haven't checked it.
Maybe you can...
I don't want to walk down there.
No, it's a long walk.
Long walk.
I do need to get the pan that I left on the beach.
Oh, wow. Really? You need it that bad?
Well, I mean, we need to make rice.
So what are we going to do at Tribal tonight?
Well, there's just a few of us left.
I know.
I think we should vote somebody out who's...
I think we should just talk to Jeff and say, we don't feel like it tonight.
Maybe not this week, Jeff.
Maybe not this week because everybody's cool. We're chillaxing.
Yeah, right. I do need to go
to... The competition's rough here, though.
Oh,
you know?
Really good people in the show.
I thought I was going to get the first scoop of water out of the well, but I was second.
Oh.
But that's okay.
Oh, who beat you? Who got the first scoop?
I can't remember her name.
Oh, she's not very interesting.
No.
Not like us.
No.
We are fascinating.
We're running this place.
Yeah, we're in top five, so, you know.
Okay, good enough. That's what I'm saving my clean underwear for.
Yeah.
The finale.
Wait, clean underwear.
I washed my underwear.
Did I wash my underwear?
I don't know. I didn't see you out there.
Oh, man. That's going to cause some chafing.
Ooh-wee. That's something to think about.
Hmm.
I might have to go tell somebody that you don't have clean underwear.
Yeah.
It might make a difference in the vote, you know.
It could.
I mean, not with me.
Thanks.
We're solid.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Horrible TV.
Horrible TV. So
that could have gone on for 20 more minutes.
I know. We have Q over there just stirring every pot he can find.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was surprised when they... Though when they talked about Liz, she's really literally not eating.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She's
did you notice?
She's allergic to fucking everything.
Oh, I know. She could eat some popcorn, but last time.
Okay.
Did you notice?
What?
I was actually very happy that finally Hunter was voted out.
Did you notice something I didn't?
Soda? Oh. Tevin? Well, not Q yet, but it just bothers me a little bit when you see the race of the people that are sitting first voted out. And even on Big Brother, same thing. Yeah, it's a bit of a...
Even the most unbiased of us subconsciously somehow manage to rationally figure out a way to be biased.
Right, yeah. Yeah, even the nicest of people are complaining about Q. Ben, Q's a poser. That was a poser move. Acting like live a model saint. Nobody likes
Q. Kind of is a poser.
Venus was thrilled.
Yeah.
She was, because it played out exactly how she wanted. Nobody's going to trust Q. And Venus calling Hunter the village idiot.
Well,
because he voted for her.
Well, okay. Let's just talk about this then. Hunter, I was my hero.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter found an idol. Kept it to himself. Mm-hmm. I kept going, good boy, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
And then proceeds to tell every single person on the frickin' beach.
Right before Tribal.
Right before, that he has, what was he thinking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is the moment earlier in the game, which I really think it was like Hunter really should have read some more into this than he did. But he was talking, they were at the water well, and Hunter asks Q, I got to play my game. You got to respect that, right? Long pause.
Uh-huh.
Q, Oh, yeah, sure.
You mean as opposed to my game? Well, you need to play my game first, and then you can think about your own game. But
Yeah, there was clearly Hunter should have realized.
I loved it when Hunter told the... I mean, so he methodically went around and quietly told every single person that he had the idol.
Mm-hmm.
I love Venus's, though. It's like, he goes, well, you don't even look impressed. She goes, no, just running the numbers in my head. And going like, what numbers would you have to run? Was what Hunter should be saying.
Right.
But yes. He didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, he had a lot of physical awareness of the game because he was the one that has the science teacher and he built the challenges and did all this. But the social pieces of it,
so, but
it was not
what
great.
Possessed him though? Like, what was he? And then, okay, so he tells them all.
Mm.
Great. Does that then mean he thinks he doesn't have to play it? Because he, for sure, I'm playing my idol tonight, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they did show him sort of reaching into his pocket and then putting it back
What was his thinking, though?
I don't know. That's a hard one. And you're not really going to get a read because he's gone now, but...
And Tiffany didn't play hers, and Tiffany was going, 100%, I'm playing my idol tonight, mm-hmm. It's useless to me, I want it gone.
Yeah,
and
that actually surprised me, considering that I think Tiff saw that it wasn't her, but
don't
honestly,
they all
just
think it's not
it.
Them?
Well... Yeah, but when you...
Hunter thought it wasn't him.
Yes, but I think Tiffany knew where the numbers were and that they were secretly planning to get Hunter out.
Okay.
And
so,
her case, I would have still burned it if I was her. Because it's like, it's not good that you have it.
Exactly.
You have a target on your back because of it.
Exactly.
Everyone knows it now.
Exactly. So burn it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Hunter, the same thing. He's like, I'm definitely playing. Mm-hmm. I told everybody I had it, and now I'm not going to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And is he the third person now to go home? Every single person who's gone has left with an idol.
Soda left. Did Tevin have an idol? I don't think
maybe
Tevin
he
had
didn't.
An idol. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But several have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you guys, come on.
We had to break into three teams here for the challenge.
It was good. I liked that challenge.
Yeah, Tiffany, Kenzie, and Banner in one team. Hunter, Charlie, and Maria. And, Venus,
and then the losing
Venus,
team.
The underdogs, Venus, Liz, and Q. That's quite telling for Venus and Liz also. Q obviously knows nobody wants to play with him.
Right.
Q, of
and
course.
And Liz has the strength probably of a gnat because mm-hmm. she has had no protein for 82 hours or whatever.
So Marie talking about Marie contemplating getting Tiffany out, biggest threat because she has an idol.
She has an idol.
That's
right.
The problem is you got to get rid of that idol.
Yeah.
Immunity challenge. There's three sets of it. Interesting. Jeff, I'm gonna go out on a limb. I wrote this down verbatim.
Yes, uh-huh.
Q, Liz, and Venus will go out first. That's what everyone's thinking. Prove me wrong.
Exactly.
If we can't say what we're seeing, what's the point of being out here? They actually talked about it on
Fire.
And I actually have a different read because he just thinks, oh, they proved me wrong. No, you pissed them off, so they worked harder.
Well, that was good.
But it's skewing the game. As the host of the game.
Nah.
I don't know. I don't agree.
Nah.
Because it did. If someone said that to me, I would do everything to prove them wrong.
But
I think
that's
anybody
you.
Because
no,
they were pissed
other people
off.
Might be. No, I don't agree. I'm like D on at Fire. I'll argue with Jeff. I don't agree. It's just like Jeff says. It's every person's game. That's what you think he would do. What somebody else might go, you're right, I'm such a loser. Oh god,
I
don't know.
Most
try.
People if you tell them, "Oh, you can't do that." They're going to try to do it. They're going to try to work harder to
you
do it.
You think that.
I think most people think that.
I think you think that. I think now, there's a good
that,
lot
that
of
that idea
people.
Doesn't apply to everything.
Right.
I think if you tell somebody you can't do something, many times, yes, you have the low
self-esteem people that are
going
to go, you're right,
right,
I can't. That's
but I think,
what I'm saying.
But I think most of the people that play that game, because those are hard gamers, all the people in those
I don't
games.
Think he skewed it, though. I don't think
yeah,
he because he's
I,
always talking shit.
I was surprised. But not to that point of like predictions.
Mm-hmm.
He made a prediction in the game. Mm-hmm. You're going to go out first. And I'd be
and
like,
he was
oh, fuck
wrong.
You, no I am. No,
well,
I am
that's
not.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Then.
No,
but
it
I don't
out.
Think he skewed it. I don't think
I don't
he
know.
Personally
I was actually quite surprised by that.
Okay.
So stage
point
one.
Taken.
Stage one, hinged balance beam, balanced balls between two sticks.
Point.
Who was it? Kenzie.
Kenzie
for the life of her
could
not do that. Then dig up the rope rungs
right,
that they will use into
very,
the second part.
All of the pieces weren't that difficult.
Yeah, it's just
sort of until
them.
The last one getting the balls up there.
Right.
Yeah.
Then in the second one, you have to make ladder rungs on top. Once you complete, you want to then land the balls on the rings.
Right.
That was close.
That's hard. You know,
and the last section balanced
because
on a narrow
one
perch.
Person can't do all three of them.
Mm.
Each person had to get their
Each
own.
Person would do
so Hunter
ball.
Couldn't just, here, let me handle all of them.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. And then the last section balanced on a narrow perch. Last person standing wins immunity. Jeff made some interesting comments during that of like, you cannot move. There is no relief.
Yeah.
You cannot move.
Your
some specific things
your,
he said.
Yeah, yeah, your back, your shoulders, and your butt have to stay attached to the wall.
Yeah.
To the
I think
board.
It's because maybe that game has not gone the way in the past when they've played that game.
Because
they've done
they
that
could
before.
Stop. They could do
yeah,
this.
They're shifting
they
around
could do that.
Doing this.
They could bend their knees.
Maybe it's lasting longer than they want it to.
Yeah.
Because Jeff also talked about it. It's always interesting watching. If you're not listening to On Fire.
It's great.
After you have listened to our podcast, of course.
Yeah.
But then listen to their podcast because you get really interesting
good
insight.
Yeah, you do. You know, you do. And I loved when they talked about on there about how it came to be that he got his cushion and his popcorn.
Oh yeah,
right yeah. before
the
tribal,
guy who made the big lizard made him a little cushion,
and he said, you know, this is the kind of thing you should have popcorn for. So
right.
he made some popcorn.
Right. It came down to Hunter, Maria, and Charlie in the finals on the perch. Maria went out first. It came down to Charlie and Hunter. Same
Boy,
as last
Charlie
week.
Was hanging on. He's
yeah.
going like, I'm going to win this mother. I'm going to win this mother. Their feet were hurting for me when you
oh,
see
God.
Him just
that,
shaking. And
that
I'm like,
just looks painful
that
the
just
whole
looks
time.
Horrible.
Looks very painful. Yeah. So Charlie ends up winning immunity, which is great for Charlie. First time.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh yeah, Venus. I love having options. Hunter, Q, blindside.
I know. Venus is kind of growing on me a little
bit. I don't know. She's an evil little girl.
I don't think
she's going to win, but she's
interesting
to have around.
No, but she's nice. Yeah, I like her commentary.
She's like a gnat.
It's yeah.
It's flying around
like,
bothering
yeah.
you, but it's not. You can't get it. And it's
she's
still
kind
there.
Of like, yeah.
Right. Lots of back and forth about who to vote. Kenzie throws Tiff's name out, her number one.
Her number one, I
which
know.
Which could come back to bite her. I don't know.
But she's right in kind of saying, like, I love her to death, but at the end of the game, it's, yeah, I want to win.
Mm-hmm.
And if that means I have to get rid of her, then I might as well do that now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Hunter actually was part of that plan, idea, thought about Tiffany getting her out.
Right.
My gut's telling me Tiffany's going to be blindsided tonight.
Wrong.
Tiffany said, yeah, I'm fine with getting rid of the idols. Charlie, I don't know, I wrote unbelievable.
Yeah, that was... you know what? The tribal councils just aren't the same as they were in the old days. I like the old days
better.
Back in
98, yeah.
But I don't like this whole...
Oh, the chit-chat and all?
Yeah, the whole... Like, everything that happened at camp is now dissolved, and we have a whole new, brand new argument of what's our name going to be.
Yeah. Inside joke.
You know
Move
what
on.
I mean? But it's like, wait, this is...
Tori knows what we're talking about.
You should just go, show up, and everybody vote.
Right.
And then you can discuss it afterwards if you want, before you read the votes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like all this... Everything changes. Yeah. And then you have to have little side chats and looks. And, I don't know. Maybe some people like it better.
It was an interesting tribal, only from the perspective that Hunter kept talking to every person, is this still the plan? And people were just bold-faced lying to him.
Totally.
I almost wondered if it was actually going to go another direction, just because people are like, yeah, listen
yeah,
to this. This is what's
happening. We're good.
We're getting Q out.
And usually a person will go like, this is seeming a little bit fishy. Everybody's just a little too...
Yeah, I mean, Hunter was clearly paranoid.
So if he would have played the idol... If he would have played the idol.
Well, okay, he would have played the idol, then...
Then Q would have gone out.
Q would have gone out, because, yeah...
Damn,
Ben
Hunter.
Ben had one vote, which was Q's vote.
And Q didn't have anything.
And then in the
Hunter,
re-vote,
that was your... That, people are probably hitting him right now.
Oh, I know. It's
like slugging him.
It is the, you know, oh my gosh, it's
why
it's
couldn't
so
you keep...
Sad.
If you go on Survivor and you find an idol, don't tell anybody.
Yeah, don't tell anybody.
Nobody is your BFF or your bestie.
Right.
Or you're number one, or you're ride or die.
Right. So that is Survivor. We'll have another episode next week. Hopefully they'll get Q out at some point. And Venus. Or Venus will win the game. I don't know.
That's true.
All right.
That's true.
Let's jump over to Amazing Race, Season 36, Episode number 7.
It was fabulous.
Fabulous episode. This is post Derek and Shalisa. We loved you. You guys were great. Eliminated six in the Mega Leg.
The Mega Leg.
So we start this episode. Again, they've just decided no planes. We don't need to show planes at all.
No.
Montevideo, Uruguay. I can never say that.
Montevideo.
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 What was it?
Buzzy. Montevideo.
Buzzy or Sunny, one of the two.
Yeah,
of them.
Montevideo. We're going to Montevideo.
Do you know the one thing that is kind of terrible, but it happens a lot, is... I don't know which is which a lot of time. Like, I don't know which one's Sunny and Busy. I don't really know which one is Yvonne and Melissa.
I know. They're confusing me.
Yeah. Well, it's when they've got a pair that are
right.
similar. You know, obviously, Derek and Shalisa, I know which one's Derek right. and which one's Shalisa.
Right, right.
Even Ricky and Cesar, I don't exactly know which one's which.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, I think, though, like, if you look on these pictures, because I got these right. words off of the thing, that's in order of who they are.
Of who they are, yeah. right.
Would that make sense? Yes, that is correct. Like, Juan and Shane, I just figured out this week who
True.
Won. Because when they were doing this, the soldering
True.
Or and sledgehammer thing,
I know it was Angie Shane. And Danny.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's a male, female, like Rod and Leticia, you know,
mom
which
and,
is which.
Mom and son, and I know them, yeah.
That can be a
yeah.
little challenging, so.
Yeah.
This is the thing that I find ridiculous. They, man, Expedia, Travelocity, Expedia has some lock with Amazing Race.
Oh, they totally do. They put in the bill.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer, thanks for stopping by my office.
Hey, yeah, just a couple things we got to clear up.
Big things going on in Expedia. Big
and
things.
And Amazing Race, too.
Yeah, but Expedia is really, you know, it's we handle all your flights and
we are like ride or dies. I know.
Sure. Yeah. Ride or die. Yeah. Die.
But
is
I mean,
definitely
I think
we're
a good team.
We are a good team, but if somebody was much more important than the other, I think it would be Expedia. Or Travelocity.
So are you asking us to say your name more on each show? Or?
I'm thinking maybe we need to actually.
I mean, we have the gnome already, the Expedia gnome.
Yeah, we want a bigger gnome this year.
A bigger gnome?
Yeah, like life size that's like remote controlled. So
oh,
like
wow.
A,
now,
yeah.
that could present a few problems. Mm-hmm. Maybe in each place we go, we could have somebody dress up as a gnome to greet them. And
okay.
they would be the Expedia gnome.
Okay, okay.
That should be doable. That's within our budget, I believe.
I just wanted to be clear that, like, you know, maybe you could just rename the show, like, Expedia's Amazing Race. Or just...
Expedia's Race?
Expedia's
Amazing.
Well, Expedia is amazing.
Expedia's Amazing.
Yeah, right. Or we could just take anything out except for the Expedia part.
So the show would just call
Expedia. Sure, yeah. I think that has a good ring to it. You know,
okay, I'll put it on my list of good names.
Sure, sure. We wouldn't want someone to be hurt by not doing what Expedia likes you to do.
But we want to draw attention to the fact that it is a race. So,
do we though, or do we just want to say Expedia?
And would the people do challenges?
Well, if they're Expedia sponsored, maybe they could book a flight.
I gotta talk to my boss about this.
Okay, you do that. We'll talk soon.
Just Expedia. Yeah, they do. I mean, they should foot the whole show. They get. I mean, everything is paid for by them. Everything is sponsored by them.
The ridiculous thing, the reason I even brought this all up was because of the. Oh, you get to book your own hotel.
I know.
Whoopee!
Oh boy, they let them use somebody the producer's phone for 5 minutes.
Yeah, they get to use the phone for 5 minutes.
Yeah. So they did many, many fun things for
running
out
right.
of...
So Juan had food poisoning.
Oh, I know.
Which
really affected
which
his game.
Affecting him. So the first thing they do is they all... So three groups, the same group in group one, which is Juan and Shane, Ricky and Cesar. Group two was Rod and Leticia, and then Vinny and Amber. Fucking Vinny.
Right.
And then... So they go to the harbor. Who wants to make sparks fly? They have to weld together two pieces
that
of wood.
It seems like not that hard, but I guess it was. You have to do it just right.
Yeah, and do it to an extent that it's not going to... With a sledgehammer,
right,
that was
what
a,
I mean.
Like a
That's
good
what
hit.
I mean. It's like, okay, I thought if you just got it in there, that that would be... good to go, but
I did laugh not. When Shane was talking to Cesar, or Shane was talking to Ricky, and has Cesar welded before?
Yeah.
And then Shane's like, what haven't you guys done?
Of course he's welded before.
Did you guys get like a list of all the things you need to do on the race? And
my make sure great you uncle was a welder, and I spent half my childhood in his shop.
There seemed to be an excessive number of people who had a very close connection with welding. I have no connection with welding.
None whatsoever.
Even Danny had welded before. I have never welded.
You know what? I do remember in high school there was a welding class.
Oh, yeah.
It was for the boys.
Right, yes.
So, yes, but yeah. Anyway, so they Anyways, have to weld.
Yeah, so really, so welding, Danny welds. Vinny gets it in his first attempt, very impressive. Then Rod gets it in his first attempt.
Right.
Yeah, both of the leading teams both struggled in that challenge.
It was hard.
Bang,
yeah,
broken,
yeah.
broken, one after the other.
Because you think it's connected, that's good enough. Yeah. Go.
Next thing we go to is the detour, which is
the drums or the singing.
Candombe, the beat out of rhythm, or Murga singing.
Okay, anybody who sang shouldn't have. Mm.
Oh my God, it was Yvonne and Melissa.
It was
they
painful,
were terrible.
Painful,
yes.
Painful.
However,
the boys again, once again, boys.
Oh, did great on that singing. Yeah. Rod and Letitia. Letitia, was it Letitia or was it Amber? Somebody, I think it was Letitia, who pointed out the drum beat was really simple. As long as you learn one drum beat.
One thing.
She's like,
yeah.
I was waiting for the next section.
That was
section.
Angie. Angie was said it, that. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Angie's mom was like,
waiting
okay,
for the next section.
Great.
And it was like, no, boom, that was boom, it. Just boom. Keep doing that.
Yeah, that was like, seemed like pretty good.
All right, cool.
And Amber was like, I can't do it because
yeah.
I was...
Yeah, and this
Amber
was just
was
the
struggling.
Beginning.
This is yeah. the beginning
Some
of the
things,
Amber and...
I slowed down and wrote this down. What Vinny said to Amber in the car. Baby.
Ugh.
I hope you learn from your experience what you're doing to us
Oof.
As a team. He, Oof. And I wrote asshat after that.
Ooh, I was getting so pissed at him.
Yeah, then when they're running around because the stupid thing they did is park their car somewhere and run 5 blocks away or
they
whatever.
They couldn't figure, I don't
couldn't
blame either
I
of them. I would not have yeah. known which way I came from because you're running pell-mell.
Yeah, you're
and
moving
you
too
even,
fast and it really you should have, it is that thing. It's like if you have enough for, like, wherewithal you
need
you think,
to find,
okay.
find my car yeah. on your app.
Where's the find my car? And, but he says, idea. As she's making a suggestion, he's like, you want to go the wrong way? Okay, let's go.
Let's go. Like, yeah, fine. You'll yeah. be the reason we lose.
Yeah.
He was being a real
dick.
He was
dick, an asshole in this.
And I'm sure he's going to hear about it when he gets home.
Yeah. But. So shocking, Rick and Cesar are coming first. Not shocking.
Not shocking.
Shocking, Angie and Danny come in second place.
I know. I'm so proud of them.
Rick and Cesar win a trip to Paris. It is their fourth win.
Good for them. I
yeah.
know.
Let's see. Yvonne and Melissa can't sing. They can't keep a beat. They can't. Oh God, it was terrible.
Oh, it's sad. Sad. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, we have to smile more. And she keeps going, smile. Don't
right,
smile.
Yeah. mm-hmm. yeah. Let's see. Sunny and Busy on the drums versus Yvonne. Oh yeah. The final
so
came down
to
Sunny
it.
And Busy on the drums versus Yvonne and Melissa singing.
Singing.
Melissa and Yvonne, seventh attempt. On the eighth, they finally get it. Sun and Busy get the drums on the first attempt. That's why I almost
they
wondered if
behind.
It was a, it was, if it was a race.
It is Rod a race, just FYI.
No, a decent race,
oh,
I guess.
Okay.
Rod and Letitia come in third. Amber and Vinny come in fourth. And then
still
it comes
alive.
Juan and Shane, who are still out there running the race, they've really had a rough day, partly because he was sick. But yeah, Yvonne and Melissa actually come in sixth. Juan and Shane, Yvonne and Melissa in fifth. Juan and Shane in sixth. Sunny and Busy eliminated from the race.
Yeah.
Yes.
Time
so,
to go.
Mm-hmm. First time ever going to Barbados next time.
Barbados, where Rihanna was born.
Right. And interesting, this is one of those inside things, but you learn it on the show.
Uh-huh.
Angie and Danny apparently lose their crew. I don't know if you saw the
Oh,
preview.
Yeah, where they take off the wrong on a road and the
yeah,
crew is
yeah,
behind
and they even said, oh,
car.
We lost our crew. That's a crucial mistake.
And they're like,
so.
They say, never lose your crew.
Don't ever lose your crew. So.
Well, it sounds like it was the crew's fault. Because
well,
the crew was
who knows?
Behind
yeah,
them.
They were following them somehow.
So
they
if
lost
you don't
them,
turn
so.
When they turn, then
yeah,
you
no.
lose them.
Be interesting to see how that plays out or what happens with that. So.
Oh, God.
All right, we'll be back
it's
next week.
Fun.
More Amazing Race, more Survivor, and more of your Improvision Podcast.
Bye.